This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Scott Capurro, can you believe we're giving away $1,000 on Alice every hour? Oh, Scott can't hear us. And Vinny is gone. What is happening? It's like everything's falling apart over
Good
here.
Good morning, Scott. How you doing?
Hey.
Oh, there he is. Okay. All right. Fantastic. Hi. Hello, Scott. Welcome back. It's nice to see
you. Thank you.
It's a delight.
How are you?
Fine. The navy blue wife beater is working for you, my skinny ass friend.
I'm sorry. I forgot I was dressed this way. I'm just prepared for my yoga class this morning. Namaste, Sarah.
Namaste.
Thank you.
You
so
too,
much.
Everyone. Namaste.
Appreciate it.
Peace to the God within you is what that means, by the way, if you didn't know. Peace
to
the
God. Does
oh,
that?
I got a God
no
in
idea.
Me? That is crazy.
You got a God somewhere in there, Sarah. We're looking. We've got a search party out. We'll find it. But mine is visible. As you can see, I'm all open, breathing, and with my wings spread and doing all my yoga stuff.
Have you lost a bunch of weight? You know, people were actually commenting. You and I saw each other this past Saturday. We all went for a big bike ride, and I put a picture of you up on my Instagram. People were like, so Scott gave up food for the pandemic? It's,
you know, I eat so much food, but I guess it just doesn't show. I don't know.
You're one of those lucky people.
You know, as you get old, you're meant to shrink, right? Aren't you?
You were meant to spread. I mean, it seems like the longer you sit someplace, the further out
you're... your bone mass diminishes. And I don't know. That's what the doctor told me. I'm just skinny. What can I do? I'm trying with the... Maybe everybody else is. With the thing going on, the pandemic, to not eat too much junk because I'm indoors so much. You know what I mean?
Yes, so sure.
I'm consciously trying not to, you know, eat too much sugar. You know?
Yeah,
like, so, you went out on the weekend, and you guys were all about the desserts and stuff. Remember?
No. I don't remember that.
That sounds about right, though, Scott. Yeah.
Yeah, you're all about it. You were rushing to the ice cream parlor. I had to pull you
we
back.
We didn't go to the ice cream parlor because it turned out my kid had baked cookies. So we said, well, we've got cookies.
Yes, she did tell us the kid baked cookies, so we ran in for cookies. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm trying to avoid. If I had a child making cookies, I'd probably be eating them all day too, but they were good. Oh my God, they were good. Good Lord.
I'll let him know that you enjoyed them. You know, earlier, yes, I don't like chocolate chips in my cookies, so he made me a cookie without any.
What? Who doesn't like chocolate chips in their cookies? What? That's the best part of the cookie. What are you talking about?
I think it's not the best part. I just, you know, that is just my one. I would take one chocolate chip. That would be the perfect chocolate chip cookie for me.
I'm not a nuts person. Not crazy about the nuts.
Like Christina, nuts. Not a nuts person, right? Vinny, isn't she? She won't
Very
touch
true.
It.
My mom will make us cookies and makes a batch without nuts for the wife and a batch with nuts for the normal people in the family.
Right.
Right.
I don't taste a lot with a nut. And I know that they're...
Look at you smile when you say nut. You love it. You love it.
They can be oily and fattening. That's the thing. Like walnuts, to me, taste just like...
He loves salty nuts.
Yeah. I don't want any oily fatness, you know, going inside of me. I just want the nice, clean taste. You know
nice.
What I mean?
Nice, Scott.
Consistency.
No.
Anybody with me on this?
What you mean.
Anybody? Hello?
No, I actually like nuts.
All right.
And it's somewhat surprising to hear that you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have my boundaries, obviously.
Obviously.
I'll go only so far, and then I'm safe.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, that's, you've never crossed a line. I agree.
Stop in the name of nuts is what I would say. Stop okay. in the name of nuts is what I would say. It surprises people.
So if you're just joining us, and maybe you're a new listener, Scott Capurro, a longtime friend of the show and just has been with us since the very beginning. I mean,
I have been, yeah. It's been a great journey, hasn't it?
It certainly has.
This last year has been so odd. You know how Facebook posts things from your previous...
Memory stuff, yeah.
Right.
And they posted a video from exactly a year ago, which I guess is just right around the time when everything shut down.
Yeah.
It was like the day that Edson was coming back from the UK. I was here on my island. It's just, you know, it's just so, it just feels like so much has happened. And at the same time, we've lost a year. It's strange, isn't it?
It is. A lot has changed and our attitudes about so many things are different. You know, one of the things we were talking about this morning was briefly, we talked about the Meghan and Harry departing and the racism in the UK. And Vinny, of course, pointed out that you are, in fact, our UK correspondent.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. I'm waiting for that.
You're welcome.
Yes, I am. Yes. What would you like to know? Anything? What?
Vinny, was there anything in particular, or did we just want generalized commentary?
I've lost the volume, Ren.
I've lost everybody. Yeah, I'm not sure what happened. I can't hear Sarah. Sarah?
Oh, that is. Vinny? I'm here.
You guys are back now.
Okay.
Oh, great.
I'm not sure if it's what's happening on whose end, really.
I got audio back.
Okay, you lost too.
Oh,
so it happened to all of us. Okay.
It didn't happen to me. I feel like I could hear everyone.
Oh, you had us the whole time?
Yeah, the whole.
Okay. Scott, you're still there?
I lost everything again. That's the second time this morning.
Oh,
everybody. That's not good.
You're going to get a
memo. Well, Vinny, I did the setup for let's talk about the English monarchy. And I, as our English correspondent and expert on all things Anglophile, I think there's no one better qualified than our own Scott, who vacations for long stretches in the UK.
Yes, I admire the culture, and so I go over and I hang out. They do a lot of yoga there. I go there for yoga conferences.
They do?
Yeah, they do a lot. Yeah, it's very popular there.
To England.
It really is, seriously. And in fact, a lot of the yogis from India travel over quite often and do weekend work. It's really, really fun. It's really fun because their yoga is so different. They're much more methodical about what's behind it, you know, mentally and stuff. Whereas, you know, Americans.
So you don't have an opinion on the monarchy at all,
you know?
Yeah. So, but he just wants to talk about yoga. He's clearly in his yoga gear, and that's all he wants to talk about. Namaste.
Yeah, it's saving. What was Vinny gonna? What did he want to know? What did you want to know about Britain?
Well, I, it sounds like you don't want to talk about the monarchy at all. You want to talk about yoga, but I thought you might have an opinion as it's sort of the biggest story going right now. I've heard everything from Meghan Markle is calculated and nasty to she's been abused by the monarchy and they're racist and, you know, the sympathies with her. But I don't really know. I mean, anytime I comment on it, people write in and tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. And my response is, you're right. I don't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a real room divider, isn't it? Because, you know, the royal family is desperately trying to hold on to their relevance. It's part of the reason, I think, why they focused so much on William and Harry. Because they're young and they're popular.
And cool.
And they draw more young people in. Right, to the royal family, because it's kind of seen as a decrepit, kind of old world. Any country that still honors a monarchy, you know, is a bit of a dinosaur. It's slightly embarrassing if you're not British. But I mean, I think some English people really like the royals. But when you go north, the northerners, especially the Scottish, really despise them. Because again, to them, it seems like it's like political abuse to them, you know. The royal family seemed very Southeastern Britain centric, and they aren't really interested in any other place or part of the UK or their culture, really.
Well, the whole thing
when
just
Meghan
seems
came in, it seemed like something fresh, and that photo that went viral of her with her baby and her mother standing next to her and the Queen looking over them. Have you seen that photo? They've been running it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It just looked like such a new era. But a lot of comedians, I remember seeing that photo backstage at the Comedy Store, and a lot of comedians were like, "This is going to end badly. This is going to end badly," because they seem to be using her, right? And her status, I think.
What do you make of the Piers Morgan? Here's as I understand, he's saying, you know, I guess she cut him off at some point, and ever since then he hates her. But right. Apparently she went on his show and they had a good time and they went out to drinks, and then he dropped her off at a party, and that was where she met Prince Harry. And from that moment forward, she was done talking to him.
Right. I've done a TV show with Piers Morgan. So I was on a set with him for 2 days. This is a while ago. He's not a very pleasant person to work with. He really turned the audience against him. He said some very disparaging remarks about another comedian I was working with who was overweight. He made fun of his appearance. And this guy's really popular in the UK. And he kept going back to it because Piers doesn't have a stop button. He kept going back and bringing it up again and again and again until the audience just hated him. And it was very uncomfortable. So that's, I just don't think that he can't stop. Once he gets on something, he's like a rabid dog on fresh meat. He just chews and chews and chews. And I think part of the problem on that TV clip you've seen is that person that was, you know, going after him on that show, it was a weather person. I think Piers thought, I don't need to take this from a weather guy. He's not a peer of mine. He's not a coworker.
I don't care that he has Doppler radar. That is, he is, I am done.
Yeah. Doppler radar or no, I'm out of here. I'm out of the front. and I know a lot, you know, when I used to work on this TV show for years in the UK, the guy I worked with, the producer, had worked with Piers for years and said he's very intelligent. So I kind of think he always knows what he's doing. I think it's another strategy of his career-wise. I think we'll see in a couple of weeks or months why he did that. Why he walked off, why he stormed out. It served him in a way because the whole story has become about him now. It's gone off the Meghan and Harry focus or Oprah and moved on to him, hasn't it? That's all about what Piers is doing, which is kind of genius in a way.
I
admire that about him. I just think that he's really unpleasant, and his coworkers were probably glad to see him go, I would think.
Yeah, no one really fought him to, you know, no one tackled him. No, Piers, we can't do it without you. They were all like, all right, buddy, we'll just keep going with the show then, I guess. You know, difficult. You can tell he's difficult. I mean, I feel
never
like
apologizes.
I can tell that.
You know, what happened with the Abu Ghraib photos. That's why he lost his job at the Mirror.
I don't know about this. What happened?
Well, he was the editor of the Mirror, which is a left-leaning kind of tabloid in the UK. And years ago, when those Abu Ghraib photos came forward, the soldiers, all that stuff that was happening at the prison, some of the photos that they published in his paper were doctored to make it look more brutal than it was.
Oh.
And it was brutal enough, but to make it look more interesting in cell papers. And when they found out, he was accused of doctoring the photos. And he said, I don't know who doctored them, but we published them, so I'm not going to apologize for it because we don't know the source of the doctoring. But he was dismissed from the position anyway.
Oh.
And that's when he started working, I think it was CNN here in the States, right? And then he got dismissed in CNN for making remarks about gun control. So he goes for something wholeheartedly. You've got to admire him for that. He doesn't pull back, but he never apologizes for his behavior. So we'll see. You can see he hasn't apologized for this either, has he?
No, and he probably, you know, I wonder these days, it doesn't seem like you can ever really cancel someone because they'll just get a podcast and the people who agree with them will continue to fanboy on them.
I guess that's what free speech is, I guess. I mean, I think that, you know, people complaining about Meghan and Harry saying, oh, they're rich and they're detached. They're not detached. They're trying to reattach is what they're trying to do. They're trying to rejoin mainstream
actual, the actual world, right?
Yeah.
And people who weren't, you know, born to rule.
Exactly. She's wealthy and famous, but that doesn't mean that she can't be the subject of brutal racism or to be made fun of or to be ridiculed. Obviously, her celebrity makes her even more of a target. That's why it's so weird to me that people say, oh, for her. Well, yeah, it's terrible. it's awful if what the allegations they said are true, what happened to her. Right. I mean, no one likes their in-laws, right? Everyone hates their in-laws, you know? But hers are especially, I think.
Oh, you hate your in-laws?
I don't have my
in-laws. Well, I don't really know mine. But that's the old joke, isn't it?
Wait.
But,
yes.
I thought I saw a picture of you in Brazil this past year. Weren't you staying with your in-laws?
Uh-huh.
No. I went down and met Edson after he'd spent time with his family. So I was sort of...
You did a long vacation there, though.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks, but it was great. It was... Rio is...
How's his mom?
Vinny, I highly recommend Rio. I highly recommend... You would love it. You would love it.
Did you meet his mom?
No, not this time.
Have you ever met his mom?
How many years are you guys married now?
10, I think. Wow. Something like that.
Quite a while. We just celebrated, I should know this, our 9th anniversary, oh. I think.
And you still don't get to meet his moms?
We've spoken. There's a language barrier, and I'm a lot. So
you're a lot.
Don't say.
Slowly, but, Yeah. I'm
are you? Let me ask you.
His hand.
My
is
hand
up.
Is up.
can
let me
you
ask
see
you this
him or not?
Yeah, I can see him.
Okay.
Does his mom know that you're more than friends, or are you just a roommate?
I'm pretty sure that she's up to date. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, she knows you're married.
Because initially you had to move out of the apartment when she would come to visit him in. You would have to move out of your own apartment.
And so just said, "Hold on, Vincent," from the bed. Just yelled, "Hold on, Vincent."
I thought I heard something.
I'm wearing this so you can't see sweat stains because I knew this was coming. Anyway, Sarah, what did you ask? It's warm in here.
Nothing. Sorry, it's not too surprising. He's been hiding who he really is for a long time. Is he still only 10% gay, or is that?
Honey, are you 10%? He's pretty homophobic now, only 5%, he just said. So
it's homophobic, it's huge, huh?
Yeah, it's
only 5%. Photo progress has ended, and we're retracting.
We're rolling it back.
I got him to support, a woman's choice and to back off of the death penalty. So it's baby steps, isn't it? Baby steps. So we're doing our best. Whew, it's warm in here. I need that hand. I've got to do some... downward dog, bring it, downward dog.
Just Namaste. Crack a window. It's like 40 degrees outside. I think you'll be, you'll be all right. We'll cool you right down.
So, yeah, Rio. Back to Rio. Was so gorgeous, and it is the surfing capital of the planet, I guess. It was so much fun. You've got to go. If you have kids, oh my god, you have to go.
It's really interesting that surfing has become one of the ways that people are becoming international superstars out of Brazil, and a couple of the guys who are big on the surf tour, they are international super, like beyond belief the money they're bringing in, and it's all happens right there out of Brazil and Rio. That's huge.
Yeah. What was the name, honey, you just said?
Gabriel Medina.
Gabriel
Medina is the guy.
Yeah, he's huge. Yeah. And they're so, one thing I like about Brazil and celebrities there and sports out, they're so humble. You know, they're like, oh, yes, that's, yeah, thank you. It's
really
great. Yeah, super sweet to watch. Yeah. Because here you get a bit of, in a way, I feel like celebrities are so desperate to protect themselves, they're a bit aggressive to the media. But there it's very open. When Essen saw some of the Olympic events in London years ago when they were there, the only volleyball team that let Brazilians come down onto the volleyball court and hug and stuff were the Brazilians. They were running up into the stands, hugging their fans.
You know what's interesting?
So huge in Brazil.
What's
and
interesting?
And the athletes on the tube going in and out of town, and he spoke with them and sat with them and hung out and stuff. They're very down to earth people.
A lot of the Brazilians, and I know this from the surf world, and maybe Edson can speak to it. I don't know, but they feel like they compete for the flag more than for themselves. They drape themselves. And I know Americans do that too, but Americans are for sure out for themselves first.
Me-centric.
Yeah, very much so. And it's interesting to see, like, the Brazilians are are practically a team, where you go, you guys, it's an individual sport. Why are you competing as a team? And that's the way they do it. They're Brazilians, and they compete for the flag.
When you're at their events, with team events, you see huge Brazilian flags and lots of cheers. And apparently, oftentimes, a lot of the people, even from the other team, go over and hang out with the Brazilians because they're so much more fun. Mm-hmm. And the way that they respond, they're so immediate, and they're so loud, and they're just very boisterous. It's great. Yeah.
Did you go up to that big Jesus statue?
That's a weird thing. Yes, because it's all right in the middle of town. You think it's going to be far away? It's barely a bus ride. We walked to
what is that thing called?
Christ the Redeemer. Yeah, Christ the Redeemer. But we walked to Sugarloaf, which is that huge mountain that looks like it's going to be far away as well. It's It's right in the middle of town. It's so fantastic. And there's little beaches around everything. Even Christ the Redeemer, there's a lake there right below him where there's little beaches and little communities and little boats you can take and little, oh, it's just, if you like the outdoors and you like, yeah, we stayed right near there.
Brent is putting up pictures of Brazil as we're.
It's fantastic. It's so beautiful.
It's certainly cheap to get to too.
I highly recommend it.
Say that again. I missed it.
They're very serious about the pandemic too. I know they've had some negative press and their numbers are really high, but when you're on pavement, everyone is masked. Everyone. You can't get into anything without being masked. Once you're on the beach, it's a bit more free flowing on the beach a little bit. But we found it very safe. Again, you know, we didn't have one instance where we didn't think, oh, this isn't right.
Well, Scott, I'm glad you're back. We are out of time at this point, but it is, of course, a delay. Yeah, it's over. Do you have something about me at all? Really? Do you feel that way? I guess we wasted too much time on the royal family. Mm. Do you have something you want to promote? You got any dates coming up? And if so, how?
I'm at Reel and Brand doing a gig outdoors, socially distanced and all the jazz. So show
March
up.
March 27th.
And then on April 3rd, I'm at the Inn Marin, if you recall, Sarah, from a year ago.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So it'll be great. Yeah. And everything's prepared for social distancing and all that. So don't worry about it.
And are all your dates at scottcaporro.com?
They are, Brent. Thank you for asking.
Awesome.
Pretty sweet of you.
All right. Scott Caporro, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much, Scott.
Nope, that's it. We'll talk about it next time.
Remember,
have a great day.
Uttanasana is all I can say. And if you know what I mean, you know what I mean. Uttanasana.
Namaste. All right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.